It is a blessing to have Brother Archie Davis here. I thank the Lord for him. Long before, back when I was a young preacher, we went through, of course, many times when I think we as civilians take our military for granted. And I think there's a purpose to that, in that they are taking care of the security of our country while we are having the privilege of living our everyday lives. So the truth is, whenever we go to the grocery store, load up our groceries, put them in the car and go home and eat them, it's because somebody bought and paid for that freedom to do that. Every time we get in our car and go enjoy a trip or a vacation somewhere, it's because somebody protected us and allowed us to have that freedom that we have. And I think many times it's just regular citizens. And by the way, it's our military that gives us the freedom to preach the gospel in this country also. And so I tell you what, never take for granted the honor, the duty, and the work of soldiers for our country. Amen. And by the way, if you can see the spiritual temperature of our country coming, and we still have enemies in this world, we're going to need our military fiber and strength all the more in the future. And I tell you what, we as just a church of people who love God, want to serve God, ought to always be thankful for those men and women in uniform who fight for us, stand for us. And even if they're not fighting a particular battle, they're preparing. They're preparing for that battle. And Brother Archie, some of you may not know this, but Brother Archie is one of those men who prepares young men for these battles, prepares them mentally, prepares them physically, spiritually for what they're going to face, teaches them to be leaders in our world. And I'm so grateful. We ought to always be grateful for what men like Brother Archie have done and given to our country, their time. And I think of military men who spend time overseas, in a foreign country, away from their families, away from their friends, gone on holidays so that they can be ready to protect this country, so that we can enjoy a Thanksgiving meal. Amen. I think there ought to always be gratitude for those who stand ready in our country, and I thank God for them. Thank God for Brother Davis. And I'm just looking forward to a great day in the Lord. And now the Lord has given him the leadership to prepare churches to be spiritually ready, to have a heart that is ready to hear the gospel, a heart that's ready to stand for Christ wherever needed, wherever possible, and a leadership mentality for Christians to take the reins of God and get the gospel to the world. I thank the Lord for him and what he's done. So, Brother Archie, God bless you. Come and speak to us this morning.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Bless you, sir. Appreciate it. I think I'm on, man. They on that back there in the sound room. I tell you, the Lord blesses, and I know he's getting ready to bless when the sound room is right on time, man. I mean, as soon as you stand up, it's ready to go. So thank y'all so much, Pastor Larson and his beautiful wife. Thank y'all for having us here. I guess this was a meeting that wasn't on the list, but it jumped on. But it was red. It was perfect timing. I just came out of Africa for a month, and I hit a couple of meetings, and then I had a kind of a spot there that was not open. I was going to be home before we head out west week after next for about 6 weeks. And so thank you for allowing us to come and feel this time. And we brought the storm in. Don't rock me. Don't throw the rocks. But man, I was coming up 35, and I mean, I was like 40 miles an hour in the 75. So it was like, man, Lord, just get me there. But we had a good time. We done, you know, y'all love fellowship and love eating. So, woo, man, I'm going to have to go on a diet when I leave, go back to the house. Man, look, it's been good, though. Thank God for Christian fellowship. Amen. Thank God we were family. I told Pastor yesterday, I said, you know, I don't have many friends outside of Christian friends, fellowship with Christians. So when I am with Christians at churches, I kind of slow my roll. I kind of listen. I kind of talk. I'm happy to be around family members. Amen. You are family members. Amen. And thank the Lord, we family. So I want to do a preaching, teaching this morning on living a transformed life.
Yep. Amen.
Living a transformed life. Now, we probably most of you can quote Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2, but have you really dissected that? We're going to get into that a little bit today. I probably won't finish because I never do. But that's okay. But I don't want to leave out. Thank the Lord for my wife. She came up and preached yesterday a little bit and to the ladies. And praise the Lord. She really enjoyed that. And I thank the Lord for her. She's been studying for, what, ever since they called her. You called her. So thank the Lord that it went well yesterday with the ladies. We've been married for 39 years. I didn't want to rush it. I thought it was 40 this year. You know how we get old and we forget. But it's 39 years. Praise the Lord for that. She stayed with me all them years. Thank the Lord. And we've just, hey, I'm going to tell you, I'm having the time of my life. I am. I'm having the time of my life. Why? Because I'm putting God first. You know, whatever money's coming in, I say, well, what more can I do for God? Whatever time that I get, what more can I do for God? We're going to talk about that here in a minute. So I'm trying to prep you a little bit. Whatever we get, we need to see how we can glorify God in our life more.
Amen. Amen.
That's living a transformed life. Because if we are conformed to this world, it's all about you, 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 me, what can I do? The big house, the big paycheck, the big whatever. Car, the big truck, the big whatever, me. But if you live in the transformed life, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, then you want to know how you are going to be more like Christ.
Amen.
Right. And I'm just an East Texas preacher. I know my Savior came loving and giving.
That's right.
Amen. We can just narrow it down to that. Yeah. Loving and giving. How much love are we showing in our life to a lost and dying generation? How much giving are we giving our time, talent, and treasures to God's efforts and God's needs and what He wants to see done in this present world? That's living a transformed life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I can sit down right now. I don't have to preach no more. But no, let's go to Romans chapter 12. in verse 1. Now, up until this time, you know, we, this is kind of like a climax. So this is kind of like, he's telling you, I beg of you, I beseech you. Therefore, what is therefore? Well, whatever has been said in Romans chapter 1 through 11, I need you to remind yourself of it. I need you to remind yourself of the fact that God is the creator God. Think about in chapter 1 where he said, hey, you ignorant not to know that God is God, what God has did, and he is God all by himself. Amen. You need to realize that God committed his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He reminds us of those things. He reminds us through 1 through 11, chapter 1 through 11, that the free gift of God is just that, a free gift. He let us see ourselves as sinners. God committed his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know, he reminds us on what we need to do and what God has already did. Amen. The Bible said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hey, he said, you got to know Lord is Lord before you can get saved. He said, if I can confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shall be saved. So chapter 1 through 11, he said, I beseech you, therefore, brothers and sisters in Christ, by the mercies of God, by the favor of God. You know you have favor of God on your life right now. I got favor. God favors me because he came and he blood washed and blood bought me. I am his child. I have favor by the mercy, by the favor of God. Oh, I could just stay there and preach the rest of the sermon, but we got to move on. That ye present, now this is what he to show what he had did and he has preached. Now ye present now your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not what? Conformed to this world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that what? Good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I got that underlined in my Bible. Will of God. It's the key. Will of God. I just want to be in God's will. I just want to do what God tells me to do. I want to please God.
Amen.
That's the key. See, people get we get off and we want to please everybody else and then, oh yeah, this should please God. Now, what's pleasing God first in my life?
Amen.
Am I moving the way he wants me to do it? Not what the pastor say, although the pastor is talking to God and dealing with God. And a lot of times you really need to hear the pastor. But first and foremost, you need to hear from God.
That's right.
Pastor and the elders ain't the only one that can talk with God.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
When Jesus died on the cross, my Bible says the veil in the temple was rent in two. Hey, I got total access to God, creator God, amen. Elohim God, I can go directly to him.
Amen.
I don't have to be in a church house. I can be in the prison house. I can be in the poor house. I can be in anybody's house and go get on my knees and cry out to all-knowing, all-seeing, almighty God. Somebody got to hear that, amen. Oklahoma got to hear that. Texas need to hear. The whole nation need to hear that we got total access to God.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. That just made me want to run right about now. Woo, hallelujah. I tell you, it's like, so that transformation, you know, I know a little about transformation now. You know, I raised my right hand to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. So help me God. Boy, after that, they said, you need to be here, here, here. You need to take all these shots. You need to get in this line. You need to put on them uniform. You need to, that's your bed. That's your bunk. I'm going to show you how to walk. I'm going to show you how to talk. I'm going to show you how to read. I'm going to show you how to write. I'm going to show you how to, hey, I'm going to show you how to respect folk. I'm going to show you how to, hey, I'm going to show you everything, brother. It's no difference than you being renewed in Christianity.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
You are a soldier of Christ. Every last one of you are soldiers in Christ. God want to show you how to walk. He want to show you how to talk. He want to show you how to love one another. He want to show us how to be victorious in this fight. Amen.
Amen.
Ain't that, man, that's just great to me. You got somebody that, hey, God Almighty that got the book of life and he wants you to read and study, and then you got the Spirit of God that's leading and guiding you. It brings tears to my eye. But let me tell you, the military, same way, brother. He said, you just forget about everything. That you done, you know, all that stuff that you did, because you ain't doing it here. That's what the drill sergeant said. I'm your mama. I'm your daddy. I'm your, hey, you ain't doing it here. You need to flush.
Yeah.
And don't you know we need to do that in our military life? Because a lot of time we allow our past to predict our future.
Right.
Old stuff are passed away. Behold, all things shall become new. Then that's Bible.
Amen.
Don't get me wrong. Every once in a while, Paul reminds in the Word of God just what mess he was in and how God brought him out. Don't get me wrong on that. Sometimes you need to thank God. I know I was in a mess.
Yeah.
Amen. Headed to hell.
Yes.
That's why, hey, on my worst day, I thank God that I'm saved and headed to heaven.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah goes right there. But that transformation is letting go and let God, allowing God to transform you. And so this is what we're looking at here. He said, all this stuff in the past, all the things that I done talked to you about, this is what we need to do. So three points. And then I'm gonna shut it down. We're gonna have a recess. We must understand the call to transformation.
Amen.
What is that?
Amen.
How do that look? What do that look like?
Right.
Look in verse 1. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Look, what we need to realize first is we need to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. Now you see, he was talking to Christians of Rome. He was talking to people that knows what happens in the tabernacle. He was talking to people that knew what the priest did on a regular basis. He was talking to people that knew what sacrifices look like It was bloody, amen. It was a whole sacrifice. You didn't go up there and get a half a hog and put on there. Or a half a calf. You, matter of fact, you sacrificed your best. And everything that was put on the altar was consumed. The blood was drained, amen, and sprinkled all over everything. Everything was consumed. Everything was burnt. And we was talking about barbecue yesterday. I said, you know, Bob said it's a sweet smelling savor. The offering to God. Boy, it's like some good barbecue. Can you smell it now? That old hickory smoke hitting that thing, man. Woo, Lord. Hey, you know, and you got some brisket or some beef tip on that thing. You got some, hey, you got some chops on there or something like that. Man, look here. I see. Y'all know y'all like eating, boy. And some steaks on that thing. You can smell that thing. Woo. Sweet smelling savior, but it was the whole sacrifice. Yes. Amen. That was a dead sacrifice. Right. But he wants you to think about it as a living sacrifice. Amen. Take that dead out. Right. And now you are a living sacrifice. Good. On the altar of God on a regular basis. A living sacrifice. You know what our problem is? Like I told Pastor yesterday, I was preaching to Pastor yesterday. We don't want to stay off on the altar.
Amen.
We don't want to stay on the altar, do we? We go through some things in our life, our old health get bad. And we forget God. Family members get crossways. And then we get down and out because we don't want to love like God wants us to love.
That's right.
That living sacrifice got to stay on that altar and do what God requires of us as Christians. We need to realize that God said a living sacrifice. We must present our bodies as a living. Embracing the concept of sacrifice is in Philippians chapter 2, 17. Let's go there real quick. Embracing this thing, we want to see this in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 17. Let's look. Embracing the concept of this sacrifice, we want to see this here. It says, yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. You know what Paul was saying here. Paul was, hey, getting ready to be tried, and he was chained to some soldiers 24/7. And he was writing back to the Philippian church and telling them that, look, hey, if I die, hey, I'm a joy. I'm in the will of God. I'm a rejoice. I'll be that living sacrifice. But it's okay when my last breath go away, I'm going to be in the presence of Almighty God. He said, yea, and if I be offered, you know, they was beheading folk. If I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. See, he identified with Christ, and he was not ashamed. Are you ashamed of the gospel of Jesus? It's easy to say that when we're not under no kind of persecution or no kind of threat of our lives. Right. And let me show you another passage of scripture that goes along with this. And we're going to be in Revelation tonight, but I want you to go to Revelation chapter 12. Let me show you something real quick. Bible says in Revelation chapter 12, the Bible says, it says, therefore, he said, Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, he says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. You know what that means? They loved not their lives unto death. Hey, they received death threats. Hello. They said, if you continue to preach Jesus, you're going to die. But they did not stop. They had a testimony of standing for Christ, and they stood. Amen. We need to get that. 2024, listen to me, it's going to be a thin kind of theme throughout today's messages, and it's preparation for Christ Jesus and prepare to go through some things. Now, we're not going through the tribulation period, but we're going to go through some things tighter than what we are. I truly believe that. Are you yoked up with God? Are you ready? Are you ready when the lights go out and it's limited food and it's limited necessities? Are you ready to just, hey, just yoke up with God and just get on and just bear down? We need to start now. While everything is seemingly, every once in a while you get a bump in the road. No, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about God haters all around you. They growing. Trust me. They ain't stopping me from preaching the word of God. They can lock me up. They can be, hey, my life unto death. Hey, because I know this is the right thing to do by God. And we need to bear down in this book, and we need to love one another like we never loved before. Look, Moore Baptist Church is a gold nugget in this area. Sticking to the stuff. Fundamentals of the faith. You are stronger than a mega church. You hear me? A church is an ecclesia. It's a called out body of believers that's completing the commission, the mission of God. Educating, encouraging folk. Hey, loving on folk. That's a powerful thing today. We need to continue to do that. Talk about that tonight in Revelation chapter 3. But we see, what we need to do is understand the call of transformation. So it's a sacrifice. It's a pursuit of holiness. It's a pursuit of holiness. Look at our passage of scripture in Romans chapter 12. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto who? God, which is your reasonable service. See, people want to separate from the world. I can be separate, or I can be separating to God. Just pursuing God. That's a difference, because I got my eye on the target. I got my eye on the mark of the high calling. I'm separating, but I'm separating. God is my focus.
Amen. That's good.
If I'm separating like this, I have no power. I'm trying to don't do this. I don't want to do this. I can't do this. But I can have the power of God. I can see him high and lifted up. And his train fills the temple. And that gives me the energy to continue on. Amen.
Amen. Yep.
We got too many people backsliding on God and going back enough, but they don't want to, and they don't have the power to stay away from stuff. Are y'all with me today? But if you like this and you are separating to God, you see him. And he's leading you beside the still waters.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's where we need to be. That's where we need to go. That's how we're going to have to do it. So that call to transformation is living sacrifice. That call to transformation is a pursuit of holiness. That call of transformation is demonstrating obedience in our sacrifice to God.
Amen.
See, obedience is what? Better than sacrifice. That's what 1 Samuel 15:22 says. Obedience is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of the ram. You know what he said, brother? Why am I spending more time of the on the formalities of the traditional stuff? Why don't I spend more time obeying God? And if he says I need to stop and I need to sacrifice this, that's what I do.
Amen.
I want to listen. I want to sacrifice what God wants me to sacrifice. Let's just put it like that. You know what happened in 1 Samuel 15 anyway. They was going into Amalek. They was supposed to kill everything. But they said, this is good. This is good. This is good. This is good. Hey, what they was doing, they was in their own mind doing what was right with God instead of getting a hold of God himself.
That's right.
Obedience is better than sacrifice. Folk all high and mighty, they all religious. Well, we doing this and we doing that and we doing this and we don't want them in the church and we don't want them doing this. What are they doing? They are doing things in their own way, not what God told them to do. Amen. You know, what we got today, and I'm going to tell you right now, we got a lot of so-called churches, their theology is broke. When your theology is broke, then everything else going downhill. Your doxology is messed up. And then for long, you just dead cold orthodoxy.
Yeah.
We just got some rituals that you're following. Don't mean nothing. Not getting and pulling on your heart. I like preaching that's going to pull on my heart and say, look, I need to correct some things, amen. I need to get aligned with God. I want to obey God, amen. I've been on the wrong trip. I've been listening to some a bootleg preacher over here and don't know what he's talking about. Hey, look, I need to get a hold of God. Talking about living sacrifice, we're talking about that call of transformation. And number two, and then I'm going to have to quit. I got three. I might mention it along the way. We must conform to the renewed mind. And that's in verse 2. He says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Conform is being formed. Transform also is being formed, but it's from coming out of. You know, we were born sinners. We in this sinful flesh. Let me listen to me. That's why transformation must occur. And the only way it's going to occur is through the Word of God and the Holy Spirit of God. He said, be not conformed to this world. That's what he said. But be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind. How are you going to renew the mind? Whatsoever a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Amen.
Some it wasn't a Bible scholar, but some writer said, you are what you think about all day long, which is true. Transformation comes with the renewing of mind. Look, church is important. Bible study is important. Reading, comprehending the word is important because that's all, that's the key to transformation.
Amen.
The key to transformation is getting the mind of Christ. Hey, Peter put it like this, arm yourselves with the mind of Christ. How are you going to do that?
Amen.
With the word of God.
Amen.
We must, I got more to say about that, but I'm going to move on. We must live now. See, okay? So we got to understand the call of transformation. Then we must be conformed to the, not being, we need to be transformed. And that's through the word of God. And then we must live a transformed life. That's the climax.
Amen.
We must surrender daily to God's will. That's the first one. We must yield to the Spirit of God. That's in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16. It says, this I say unto them, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's grabbing hold of God. That ain't saying separate, separate, separate. That's saying separate, separate, separate. Walking in the Spirit of God, being led by God. Amen. And then die to self and living and live for Christ. That's Galatians chapter 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I live now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Dying to self, living for Christ, dying for self. I ain't telling you, you cannot die for the whole world. God done already did it. I'm talking about God done already did it. We need to live on a victorious Christian life because God has already did all the dying, but we got to die to our flesh though. And yield to God. And then living counterculturally. That's that be not conformed.
Right.
I'm going to tell you what, brother. The world want to eat you up just as well as he want me. Hey, the world want to eat all of us up and take the sign down of Moore Baptist Temple and put up some juke joint or something.
That's right.
Okay? Hey, we ain't going to do that. Hey, we're going to stand, amen. We're going to be watchful. We're going to be vigilant, amen. We're going to fight the good fight of faith. Amen goes down. We're going to live a transformed life. Amen. So, Father, thank you for this day. You give me thank you for this hour, Lord. Lord, it's just so much about this subject. And I didn't get a chance to do, but you know what needs to be said. So, Father, we love you. We need you in Jesus' name. Amen.